Hi, this is Pat Gohn, author of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious, Celebrating the Gift of Catholic Womanhood. And welcome to our blog tour, 10 Bodacious Basics, 10 Minutes at a Time. This is a short podcast-style tour through the book with excerpts read by yours truly. Listen each day for new insight or reflection about the blessed dignity, the beautiful gifts, or the bodacious mission of women. Each day on the blog tour, a new question will be posted at the host blog about the day's theme, and comments at the blog become your entry for a chance to win a copy of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious. I hope you'll join me in this conversation as the book travels around the blogosphere weekdays from April 15th through April 26th. Today's audio tour is brought to you by CatholicMom.com, created and edited by author Lisa Hendy. This is part one of 10 Bodacious Basics, and our topic today is living from the inside out. So before we get to our actual excerpt from the book, I thought I'd give you a little bit of the background on why I wrote this book in the first place. And you might even be asking, so what of these words describing women as blessed, beautiful, and bodacious? Each word is so evocative. There's something of the sacred when it comes to being blessed. And all women I know can identify with the word beautiful in some sense of that word. And bodacious, indeed, is something a bit bolder, maybe more audacious. Bodacious means remarkable and most excellent. My guess is that deep down, women might get accustomed to the moniker of being bodacious if it's given in a spirit of goodwill and respect for the extraordinary lives they lead and the mission that they have in this life. Well, Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious seeks to celebrate a woman's dignity, gifts, and mission. And it does that by way of an introductory conversation about these themes. If you've known me for a while, you may have heard me speak about this wonderful idea of the feminine genius. In fact, that's why I started podcasting, producing the Among Women podcast beginning in 2009. That show has over 150 episodes, and Among Women is a digital audio conversation, like girlfriends getting together over coffee, and it serves up faith-sharing, teaching, and conversation woman to woman. This book for me, Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious, is about what we really share about when we're together with our friends, the kind of stuff that's most important to us. Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious is about the things that helped me grasp my own dignity, gifts, and mission. And it's filled with excerpts from my journal, in fact, things that I wanted to keep, things I wrote down, things I've been pondering for years and trying to live. And over time, it became repackaged in chapter form in the form of this book. So why should I write a book? Well, to start that conversation, to talk to women about the things that bless us, and yes, help to make us more beautiful from the inside out. I also hope it's a primer or a conversation starter that might lead to further study of these ideas, because I've found that the Catholic Church has a wonderful message to women. In fact, I love uncovering the treasures of the faith. In fact, that's one of my favorite things to do, and believe me, I admit to being a Catholic theology nerd. But speaking of the treasures of the faith, this message that the Church gives to women is a treasure. But before we can even unpack any of that, I feel like a woman needs to know that she is a treasure. And that's where we're going to start in part one of this book, talking about the dignity of a woman. God and the Church delight in the gift of womanhood, and we should too. After all, a woman was God's good idea in the first place. Very often I feel that the best qualification I have for writing this book is not my master's in theology or my columns or my podcast. It's just that I've been a friend. I've been a faithful friend who happens to love the Church, and I love sharing that with other people. Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious really has become my extended conversation that I've written down for my daughter, for my sisters, for my mom, and for my friends. It's like my heart saying, hey, I have found some things that I treasure. Let me share them with you. This is good stuff. You're going to love it. So let's pour some coffee and talk, and let's get into an excerpt from chapter one. One of the things that I love about my girlfriends is that they always give me food for thought. I love to sit and chat about life and consider the things that are on our minds. You always know when we've crossed over into the real soul work, when, as we're sharing over a cup of coffee, our hearts spill out across the table. Good conversations always help me to ponder. They lead me to wonder or consider things deeply. I weigh and I sift for truth. The subjects I spend the most time pondering are usually the ones closest to my heart. Love, relationships, faith, change, work, dreams, family, the future. Pondering happens on the inside, and we live from the inside out. If you and I were sitting at coffee today, I'd invite you to ponder your interior self and how you live from the inside out. I'd encourage you to consider God's good opinion of you. That's right. God thinks of you and loves you more than you probably know. Heck, God is crazy about you. But even if you cannot trust that right now, try suspending your judgment for a little while for the sake of having hope that you'll begin to understand God's good opinion of you as you read the coming chapters. Let's offer to ourselves a measure of self-respect and time to consider what's at the core of that claim. Perhaps our ideas about ourselves have been formed by a cultural worldview that demeans us. Maybe a negative self-image comes from what other people have said or done to us. Perhaps we've done things that embarrass us. Maybe we've never dared to believe that we have any dignity at all. I talk to many women in my work, and I've learned that some were never taught the important truths about our dignity or about the Christian faith. Maybe we've not been informed as to the incredible identity and destiny that we have. When we don't know the truth about ourselves, what fills the gap is often erroneous information, deforming our inner consciences. No one is immune from stinking thinking or those little movie scripts that play in our minds, chipping away at our dignity. Like the preset buttons on a car radio or the playlists that we create on iTunes, repeated messages of the good songs can lift us up, but the negative ones can really bring us down. What's inside of us plays out in our daily lives, and it becomes problematic because we might have ways of thinking and acting that do not align with the goodness of our dignity. Many of us cannot articulate what makes us special in the eyes of God, in the eyes of the church or the world. Or we harbor discontent about our life and purpose. Since we tend to live from the inside out, what's inside really matters. Why? Our conscience is our most secret core and sanctuary. It is the part of us where we detect right and wrong. It is the core where we are challenged to do good things and to avoid evil. In the conscience, we're alone with God. Sometimes the role of our conscience is referred to as the quiet of our hearts, our interior life, our inner voice, or the voice of truth. When I was growing up, sometimes the decision-making voice of conscience was depicted in cartoons as a tiny angel perched on my shoulder and whispering into my ear. Meanwhile, there was a tiny demon that sat on the opposite shoulder yelling a negative message. Well, here's an image that might prove meaningful for Catholic Christians. In Catholic churches, you'll find the tabernacle. A candle or a sanctuary light nearby reminds visitors that God's holy presence is within the tabernacle in the form of the consecrated bread of the Eucharist. In a certain sense, the conscience of your soul is also your tabernacle. It's at the heart of you. It's where the presence of God meets you in the person of who you are. St. Paul was the first to describe this concept. He wrote to the Corinthians saying, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God? If your body is a temple, then the conscience is like the Holy of Holies in the soul, the tabernacle. If you've been baptized, you've been consecrated like that holy bread in the tabernacle. You've been blessed." Our soul's conscience is a sanctuary, a holy place, a sacred space that God designed so that He might dwell within us. It is the place of inner dialogue with God. It is the place of true prayer and the deepest pondering, meditation, and contemplation. Through the conscience, God will show us the truth about ourselves and about what we should do. It is the place where we come to understand what we believe about ourselves, others, and God. In turn, we will confront truth, beauty, and goodness. We will become aware of our blessings and blessedness. But for many of us, knowing that we are blessed might be hard to accept. We have too many distractions rattling around in our consciences and tempting us to discount our goodness. The opinions of others find their way into our conscience because we bring our whole selves, including our memories, into this sanctuary. So our beliefs, what we've learned, and the things others have said and done to us also tend to fill our conscience. Negative voices and emotional wounds can cause a noisy atmosphere in the quiet space of our conscience. Noise competes, impairing our ability to hear the voice of God and His truth. So, we have to invite God in to fully occupy the tabernacle. If there is anyone or anything else we've invited to sit in there with us, the noise will continue. If God does not reign in the tabernacle, someone or something else will. Even now, we can turn to God and ask the Holy Spirit to come into us in a deeper way with a simple prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. It may seem hard to ask if we've never done it before, but God's Spirit is very adaptable. Just open the door a crack and invite Him in. He can slip in and start doing some house cleaning. God wants to help us. As the maker and lover of our souls, He has a vested interest. This is Pat Goan. Thank you for joining me for this stop on the blog tour. Tomorrow we visit the Catholic Drinky blog. For now, look for details on how you might win a copy of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious right here at Catholic Mom.